We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
12 minutes. They're approaching the record now. Is Chestnut going to break the world record as Kobayashi goes in front? Here comes Chestnut. Chestnut closes on him.
Joey has broken his own record, and Kobayashi's right there with him. We never would have expected this.
This is going to be a 61. Close call. Chestnut comes back into the lead. Kobayashi falls to second. They're both now well over the
Kobayashi
record.
Kobayashi pausing now. Kobayashi seconds. Pausing now. 39 seconds remain. This would be the greatest moment in the history of American sports if Chestnut can bring the belt home to Coney Island. It's been gone for 9 years.
Chestnut scores up to 62. Kobayashi at 61. 20 seconds to go.
Oh, come on, Joey, now. The fans want you. Kobayashi brought it today. Unbelievable valor from this man.
And now here's the countdown to the championship. It's neck and neck. We got a photo finish.
They had to do a replay review to see who won.
Oh, my goodness.
That's 2007. That's actually just a few short days after the Brière Drury, July 1st, which we've been remembering.
Greatest moment in sports or something?
2007. They go to the tape. They go to the judges.
Oh, my God. They had review in the
hot dog. No, they had to go to the judges. It was close. You know, how many hot dogs had.
Are we going to have challenges at hot dog eating contests now? Official challenges? Sorry, Mr. Chestnut has thrown the red flag.
Kobayashi had been the six-time defending champ.
I didn't realize Joey Chestnut had that long a drought.
It wasn't a drought.
Didn't they say it was first time back in 9 years or something?
First time an American had won.
Oh, okay.
This is Chestnut's first victory.
Got it, okay.
And gentlemen of Brooklyn and the world, in second place with 63 hot dogs and buns, Takeru Kobayashi.
Chestnut has done it.
However, in first place with 66 hot dogs and buns, Joey Chestnut.
He has won it 12 times. One time he was beaten. In 2015, he was beaten. It's like a Patriots run where the Dolphins are in there. Matt Stoney is the Dolphins in 2015.
How long do you think a period of time it would be, not doing anything out of the ordinary, for you to have eaten 66 hot dogs?
You mean if...
I don't know how often you eat hot dogs.
This is a great question. How long ago, if I went back 66 hot dogs from today in my life, back 66 hot dogs?
Right. Because you probably don't eat hot dogs a lot in the winter, right? That's more of a summertime food. You're grilling, you're at barbecues,
there are
whatever.
Two places I'm going to eat a hot dog.
Ball game.
And a golf course. It's probably it.
Okay, we will grill burgers and dogs in the summer.
Yeah, okay, the occasional.
Spring and summer.
But I'm more likely to go to the burger or a sausage.
Mm-hmm.
A dog is, not that they're bad, it's just sometimes they're better offerings.
I've been known sometimes in the dead of winter to take a quick trip to Schmed's Hot Dogs, just because I enjoy it. But 12 months in a year, even if you average two hot dogs a month, that would still take you almost 3 years to cover 66 hot dogs of eating. I got to tell you, one of the coolest things was when Joey Chestnut was here and we were involved. We had a media team go up against him in a chicken wing eating. I think I was dead last. I was a disaster. It was either me or Sully. We were the worst two out there. I'm pretty sure I was dead last. But we were on the media team for a chicken wing eating contest for Joey Chestnut. So Jonathan's with me. I don't know what year it was. Geez, he probably would have still been in high school, I think.
I was on the stage for one of them.
Not that. I don't think you were on the stage that year. Anyway, long story short, Jonathan and a friend of his come down to the contest. He gets a chance to meet Joey Chestnut, you know, backstage, so to speak, and get his picture. To this day, been around Sabres, been around Bills, been around all the... Like, that's one of the coolest moments. The biggest... Like, he was so psyched to get his picture with Joey Chestnut. Like, that was a big thing at school. Hey, look at this. I met Joey Chestnut. I got my picture with Joey Chestnut. I'm sitting there going, really? The guy... I mean, the guy jams food in his mouth, and this is, like, one of the coolest things you've ever had? All right, whatever.
He won it. So, did he win it that year? Because he won it in 2012, and he has also won it 14 through 18, Joey Chestnut. For a while there, it was Sonya Thomas, the Black Widow.
Could have been 12. Jonathan would have, it would have been, before, well, he graduated high school in 14, so I bet it was.
Yeah.
Wow, that was 10 years ago. Yeah, I was awful. That's hard. Eating stuff fast while people are watching and there's a timer going, that's hard. No. I've never done, I didn't try hot dogs. You know, I know there's an art form. They shove the hot dog in their mouth. They dip the bun in water to soften it up so it slides down faster. But we were doing chicken wings, and I'm telling you, that was difficult. And I was not good. Not good at all.
Jason writes in, Joey Chestnut was at the Bills-Patriots game Monday night this season. He showed up at our tailgate randomly.
Did he eat? is that
you gotta get nervous
if Joey shows up? You're like, come on,
guys,
eat fast for us.
We don't have enough food. We're gonna have to go get more, some more,
right? Don't you like, you know, if someone meets you, they'll go, hey Howard, hey, pick the Bills. You know, does Joey Chestnut show up and people go, hey, eat really fast for us,
eat 10 wings right now,
here's a plate of food and go? That's the occupational hazard thing, I think, right?
What do you think his career earnings are?
What do you think his career eatings are? How many hot dogs has he eaten in his life?
His net worth.
By the way, if you've never been to an eating contest like that in person, it is a thing to behold, but I'm not going to lie, there's a little bit of a grossness to it, the way that gets shoved into their mouths.
There's a lot of grossness
to it. Oh, my God. It's also amazing to see someone eat that much food that fast. It's incredible. I don't know how the heck they do it.
His net worth is like $2 million.
That's too much.
That's not much.
It's not much at all, really.
I would think
he'd have more, you know, from appearances and branding and whatever. He's famous.
Yeah. The total prize money for winning these is like $40,000. No, men's division, $20,000. Women's division, $20,000 for major league eating contests if you win it. He also has a degree in engineering and construction management. I'm learning a little bit about Joey Chestnut here.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, follow-up. We have a number of follow-up tweets, texts, points regarding turning the AC up and the AC down.
I had an epiphany in the break. You're not going to like it, Zach.
So
I had an epiphany in the break.
Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus has jumped into the fray, saying if you sidestep the problem, refer to the temperature instead of the AC unit itself. The question is, if you want the air conditioner to be set to a lower temperature, do you describe this as turning it up or turning it down?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost broken the show. I'd like to get to a very interesting tweet, though, from Michael.
Almost broke our relationship.
It's been tough in here. Michael writes in, if you have a window air conditioning unit, you walk over and turn it up to cool a room. If you have central air, you walk to the thermostat and turn it down to cool the room.
Because you've got
to me, this is the key part.
It's the digital readout on the thermostat. And if you've got the digital thermostat, you're pushing the arrow down button.
I understand that.
And which I have.
We have a thermostat. If I want the house to be colder, I'm saying turn the AC up. Regardless.
But if you've got a wall unit, you're turning it down, right? Colder is to the left and hotter is to the right, isn't it? I'm assuming on the wall unit, the little knob. So you would turn the knob left down. Anyway, my epiphany was this. Oh, so we have central air and we got the thermostat on the wall. So Zach, this is what hit me in the break. I get home, my wife is home, the AC's on right now. You know, it was a little warm. Got a little warm yesterday. We turned the AC on, you know. Old people need cool temperatures. Anyway, so I get home, I walk in and go, oh, this house is freezing. Could you please turn down the AC? I would never say turn up the AC if I walk in and say it's freezing in this
That's
house.
Right.
Turn down. Like, I got to pay the electric bill. Go turn down the AC. It's down.
Zero loyalty.
That's right.
I know. I bailed on you. I'm really sorry.
Profound betrayal.
It took you a while to learn that I have no loyalties in life. I'll bail on anybody at any time. You didn't even give me a heads up.
You just waited till we were
on air. Because I had the epiphany after going to the bathroom. I don't know why that ties into this. But anyway.
You had time to think.
I'm walking back and I'm thinking. Again, I walk in. The house is freezing. I would turn to my wife and go, would you please turn the AC down? It's so cold in here.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you've seen the light.
I'm sorry, Zach.
Joey Chestnut, now this. This has been a rough segment for me.
Hook 'em horns. I feel bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hope the Angels win tonight. There, I'm trying to make it even. The gravity of the discussions we have on the show. This is why not anybody can be plucked off the street and become a sports talk show host. You have to go to college. You have to train. You have to put in hours and hours and hours of training and prep to be able to handle the gravity of a decision we just had to handle. Could affect a lot of people, what we say.
Listen, we got to get off this right away. My wife's texting me about this issue, and I'm not ready to get into this. Huh. I don't want to...
Someone...
Tell me Molly's on my side.
She's not. She's clarified. Very important.
Really?
Yeah.
She took your side. Yeah. Sorry, Zach. I really feel bad for it. The things we were talking about, the AC and Joey Chestnut. Somebody tweeted in, said it's projected. He's eaten 19,000 hot dogs in his life. That can't be right.
It's a lot of hot dogs.
And it says, which has taken 1.3 years off his life. That can't be right. That's a lot of hot dogs. 19,000 hot dogs?
Is there a food you'd be willing to eat 19,000 of in your life?
God, Starting today until the day you expire, 19,000.
It would be individual pieces of cereal. Is the only thing you could reach 19,000 in for a food. Right? How much cereal have you had over the years? I mean, individual, right? I don't know. What's the average number of pieces in a bowl of cereal?
This is another great guess. The average
number of pieces in a
bowl of Cheerios has how many Cheerios in it?
Yep. How many? I have no idea.
Throw a number out.
Are you like somebody that like really goes for
a standard serving of cereal. Okay. How many Cheerios are in a standard bowl of Cheerios?
I'm going to go
250.
200.
You know what? I was going to say, like, I feel like 250 is 200 is a good guess.
The internet will tell us, won't it?
How many Cheerios are in a bowl?
How many Cheerios in an average bowl?
Okay. In one cup of Cheerios, there are 252.
How much is one? Do we put one? No, we put more. Well, okay. One cup of Cheerios. That might be a little bit on the low
side.
Maybe
a little more. Maybe 300 in a bowl.
Yeah, okay. I'm good with 300. So 19,000 divided by 300 is how many bowls? Can you tell it's summer and it's Friday?
Yeah, but this is also
a three-day weekend.
This is also the segment you're going to hear the most about for the next month.
Well, this is what people are going to be talking about the office.
Stop you on the street and be like, hey, did you turn the AC up or down?
Yeah, yeah. Howard, listen, I have no problem you picking the Bills to lose to whoever, but God, that AC down discussion, where were you going with that?
We're just rolling here. Matt writes in, rice would be easy to get to for 19,000.
Okay.
19,000 grains of rice.
But average grains of rice in a sitting for you when you have rice versus average pieces of cereal, you're going to eat more cereal than rice. There would be more, I think. Are there 300 grains of rice in a sitting, in one piece, you know, serving of rice you have? No. I'm going to say no, there's not 300.
How many grains of rice?
I'm saying cereal beats rice.
In a cup of rice, there are one. This says one cup of rice has. No. I don't even want to read it. It's got to be wrong.
The rabbit hole we're going down.
Uncooked.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Once it cooks, it expands. Uncooked, and again, it's going to depend on the kind of rice. The first link
One cup. Zach, what are we thinking?
The first link says there are 8,640 grains.
No. Come on. In one cup of rice? That's impossible.
I know.
Come on, envision the measuring cup. You're holding the measuring cup. You fill it up to one.
There's no way.
And you're telling me there's 8,000?
Another link says anywhere from 6,000 to 18,000, depending on the rice.
No.
18,000? There's no chance.
No way.
I would have
topped out at like 1,000 for one cup of rice.
I would have had to fight to get past maybe 2,000.
I mean, every single link I'm clicking on is talking to thousands of grains of rice
all
in
right.
a cup.
I know what I'm doing this weekend. I'm putting out a cup of rice, and you're eating, I'm dumping it out, and I'm counting it.
And you're going to eat 19,000 grains of rice?
Well, I don't know about it. I like rice. I'm fried rice, pork fried rice when we get Chinese. I'm a big rice guy. No, I'm going to put rice in the measuring cup, measure it out to one cup. I mean, we're off Monday. And then
you
I'm
got
gonna,
time.
And then I'm going to count the individual grains of rice. Then my wife is going to walk in, yell at me because I turned down the AC. No, I would have turned up the AC because she likes it colder. She's going to look at me and go, what the hell are you doing? Well, for the show, we decided to count how many grains of rice are in one cup, and she will officially file the divorce papers. 27 years of marriage. Saturday's the anniversary. Happy anniversary. We're counting grains of rice. Out of here. I can't take anymore. You're bad enough during football season. Now you're counting grains of rice in July. I'm out.
Sculpture idea's out. You're going to rice.
No orchids, no 28, gone.
This has got to be the question we ask every Bills player when we go to the camp. AC up or down? That's the question. Everyone.
I'll forget.
We'll put these guys on teams.
Yeah. Do you open up the interview with it, or is that the closing remarks?
I think it's going to be the closer. We're going to go ahead and see if there's a split locker room.
The first really divisive issue for Sean McDermott in his tenure will be, by the way, created by us, will be whether it's AC turn up or turn down. Because you know what? Yeah, there's AC in the dorm rooms. There's AC in the dorms with Fisher, so it's a valid discussion.
It's going to be great.
I suppose it wouldn't be the first question because it could totally derail.
Von Miller, welcome to Buffalo. Hey, Von, important question. You're hanging out in the dorm room with Shaq Lawson, and it's too cool. Would you like the AC up or down?
He lived in L.A. You need AC in L.A. That's maybe right. Not Denver, but you need it in L.A. Yeah, I think that's – you know what even better? We get Ken Dorsey on the show, and Bill's friend's like, oh, the new offensive coordinator, this is going to be great. I can't wait to hear what this guy has to say.
Yeah, he and Josh better have the same answer. I don't want them on a different page.
And we're asking them about turning up or down the eighth. Yep. The hell with two tight end sets. What's your thought on AC? By the way, AC, and I'm thinking Al Cowlings for some reason. That was a fun discussion.
All-time ACs, Slater's number one.
AC Slater's one.
Yeah.
Al Cowlings. ACDC. Right.
ACDC is probably number two.
AC is Anthony Carter.
AC Green.
AC Anthony Carter, right? Former Anthony Carter, not Chris Carter. Wasn't there an Anthony Carter played football? Who's Anthony Carter? There was an Anthony Carter, fellas. Who? Anthony Carter? Anything? NFL guy?
Defensive lineman, I'm thinking.
I was thinking receiver.
He was a receiver who played 13 seasons for the Vikings and went to Michigan.
AC.
There you go.
Nice. Very, very well done.
Well, anyway.
That was fun. Killed the segment.
I wish they'd kill that show of yours.
Seriously, Koziel? Really? You're calling me out on Bobby Bonilla Day? You're an Orioles fan. My Lord. Brian just made fun of me.
Waited to near the end of the show, too. Made you feel safe.
How about that, right? Koziel calling me out. I'm sorry, I'm just reading mathematic formulas about rice and rice to grains of rice to cereal. Okay. Hey, when we get back, hey, F1 fans, you got a race Sunday. British Grand Prix.
Silverstone.
Historic venue. And I was just reading, I don't know if it was Lawrence Edmondson, somebody wrote it. Maybe it was the F1 guys, F1.Formula1's website, this is considered one of the favorite tracks, historic venue. Great stops on the circuit every year. We're going to talk to Lawrence Edmondson from ESPN.com. Go ahead.
And they're going to revive something that they haven't done in 20 years. A pedal cam. Lando Norris's car is going to have a pedal cam.
Really?
You can look at Lando's foot.
His footwork? Yeah. Do we need to?
They have not installed a camera in the footwell of a car since 2000. The technology goes back to 1993. They are going to install a pedal cam, broadcast live during the race, the hope of rolling out the new technology. Drivers are completing a number of complex tasks simultaneously at speeds up to 200 miles per hour. This camera angle, alongside innovations such as helmet cam, help our fans understand the challenges of being in the cockpit. Having this on Lando's car at his home race is something we're very excited about. We hope his fans and all fans at Silverstone this weekend enjoy the unique insight into pedal cam. Okay, it's not looking... I'm an idiot.
We're getting it zoomed in on his foot in a pedal?
It's not... You say pedal cam, I think it's the pedal's view. It's not that. It's a view of the pedals. So you can see...
That's what I thought they meant.
Yeah, well, I'm an idiot. You tell me...
You thought they put a camera in the pedal looking up at Lando?
Well, what does a base cam do? A first base cam is a camera in first base, looking out.
Yeah, that's right. Goal cam.
Cams look out.
Yeah.
This looks on to something.
I honestly
Now we've got our next debate. If you're talking about a goal cam, is looking at the goal or looking out from the goal?
When you said pedal cam, I thought, okay, we're going to get a shot of his feet
on the
pedal.
That's what's happening.
And how it works in conjunction when he's shifting and the steering and all the whole total package of managing the car at high
They're speeds. Doing that for Silverstone. Yep.
Very interesting. All right. Now, do you turn the pedal down or up? 803-0550 to join us. More scintillating sports talk from us coming up in a moment. Tell your friends, on-demand audio for this last 45 minutes is just priceless.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Sunday morning, 9:55, a little F1 action, the British Grand Prix. We just learned about pedal cam. We're going to bring up something called a hypercar with our next guest. Lawrence Edmondson is the editor for ESPN's F1 coverage, ESPN.com, and he's joining us here on the Western Hotline. Lawrence, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to another racing weekend.
Good morning. Yeah, well, good afternoon from here in Silverstone. But, great to be back on the show and to chat to you guys about F1 this weekend.
So P1 just ended. What's going on?
Well, it was wet, which is kind of what we expect when we come to Silverstone. It does usually rain at some point in the weekend, but we had it right from the start. The track dried a bit, which allowed some drivers to get out on slick tyres. Lewis Hamilton set the second fastest time on slick tyres in an updated Mercedes, but it was his old teammate, Valtteri Bottas, who set the fastest time using the intermediate tyre, which is the tyre they use when the conditions are changing, And so that's all we know at the moment. But we're expecting quite a different picture once we get to qualifying and it dries out and we see the cars going flat out.
I'm curious, since you mentioned Hamilton, Lawrence, his car seems to be getting a little better. We know Russell's been very consistent. We know about Red Bull, and I'll get to Ferrari with you in a moment. Do you think this might finally be, the first six guys all in it, like really dramatic race with the top three teams of the season?
Of course, most people in the paddock, I think, would love to see that. You know, that's really what F1 wants, is three teams going for victories. I think Mercedes probably got a little bit further to go. They've got quite a big step on their car. So, as you probably know, the team will, at times, at certain races, bring upgrades to make the car go faster. They'll base that on everything they've learned from the season so far. They'll try and correct the issues they've had, and they'll try and add downforce, essentially, to the car. That's what they need, that aero pressure that keeps the car stuck on the track. So that's what Mercedes have got here. Whether they'll quite get them up to the pace of Ferrari and Red Bull, I'm a little bit doubtful. George Russell said that he reckons they might just be nipping at the heels, but he was saying they definitely won't go ahead of them here. But if they do even get that little bit closer, if it goes from, you know, the 6 or 7 tenths that we've seen to something closer to a couple of tenths or even a tenth of a second, that would be a big, big step for Mercedes. And from there, of course, they'll look to progress over the rest of the season, and at some point they will hope fight for victories. But I certainly feel like this should be the race where they'll be the most competitive they've been all season. And that in itself is exciting for any Mercedes or Hamilton fan.
What it's weird, Lawrence, you know, again, you know the backstory. I think Jeremy and I are just, you know, in this for a few years with Drive to Survive. And so we get in and, you know, we get in and Mercedes is dominating everybody, okay? And it got to the point where I'm like, well, Mercedes wins all the time and Lewis always wins. This isn't really the most exciting stuff in the world. And now we're sitting here talking about Mercedes as, you know, hey, cross your fingers, maybe Mercedes will be competitive with Red Bull and Ferrari.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. It is a funny situation for the sport in some ways, certainly for anyone who's kind of joined in the last 7 years. But, you know, you go back over periods and we've had periods of different dominance in the sport. So if you watched it from 2010 to 2013, it was Red Bull winning every weekend. If you watched it in the early 2000s, you can guarantee it was Michael Schumacher and Ferrari who were the favourite to win every weekend. So we do go through these periods of dominance. And what tends to break them up is a big regulation change. And that's what we had over the winter. If you turn on the TV and you watch any of the sessions this weekend and you watch the racing last weekend, you'll notice that the cars do look different. I mean, they still have four wheels, they still have a front wing, a back wing, but when you look at them in more detail, they are quite different. And essentially what the rulemakers were trying to do was create a set of rules where these cars can fight with each other, they can get closer to each other, they can provide more exciting racing. But in doing that, they changed the whole philosophy of how you go about designing one of these cars and certainly how you make it quick. And that's where Mercedes have picked their philosophy, of course. None of the teams knew what each other were doing. It was all very secretive ahead of the year. But then as soon as we got to the start of this season, they all showed what they got. And Mercedes' philosophy at the moment is not quite where the Red Bull and Ferrari one is. They've done a better job up to this point. But Mercedes believed their fundamental idea was good. It's just they had some hiccups along the way and some things that they weren't anticipating. And that's what they've been ironing out. And as we get further into the season, they're hoping that once they iron out those issues and they add more performance, they'll close the gap. But it's always hard when you're starting behind, because don't forget, Ferrari and Red Bull started off with very good cars,
yep,
and they aren't hanging around. They're not going to wait for Mercedes. They're going to be adding developments to their cars as well.
Well, okay, so ironing out issues. Speaking of that, what are the chances Ferrari has figured out what's going on with their cars by Sunday?
Well, yeah, so the Ferrari issues recently have been reliability related. Now, that can happen at any point under any regulations. Ferrari, I think, has been really quite surprised by that, because if you talk to me at the start of the season, we were saying Red Bull were the team that was struggling with reliability, and now it's swung all the way around and it's Ferrari that are struggling. So, of course, they've looked at it, they've tried to understand all the issues, they've tried to implement fixes, but none of these issues they were expecting, they were all surprises, so it's always reacting to it as it comes. But I feel like the raw performance of that Ferrari since the Spanish Grand Prix has arguably been the fastest car. Certainly over one lap in the race, it's been closer, but over one lap in qualifying, it's been the fastest car. So the performance is there. They just need to make the finish line. They need to get the results, and then they need to hand it over to Charles Leclerc, who's really their top driver at the moment, to do the business and take the fight to Max Verstappen.
So Jeremy just brought up a mention in the previous segment, Lawrence, a story about how they're going to be using something called a pedal cam in Lando Norris's car. on Sunday, so we're going to get a chance to, I guess, see the footwork and how that's all involved with the overall process of being a driver on the F1 circuit.
That's right, and we actually saw a glimpse of it in the first practice session on the world feed from Formula One. And what you've got is a camera sat on the other side of the pedals to his feet. So you can just about see the feet beyond the pedals, and you can see how he's applying the accelerator, how he applies the brake. And this is quite geeky stuff, but it's really quite interesting, because especially in the session we just had where it was very wet, he had to be so careful with the accelerator. And as soon as he lost rear-end traction, as soon as the rear wheel started to spin up, he had to lift off the throttle, and you can see that directly. So it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, this is the level we're at with F1. They're pushing every boundary they can, including where they can stick cameras in the car.
All right, before we let you go, Silverstone, let's talk about the track, where this ranks in terms of tracks you think that lead to more exciting racing, and where does it rank among favorite stops for the drivers each year?
Well, a lot of the drivers do love this place, and the reason is because there's so many high-speed corners. And while we've had some high-speed circuits, you know, we've seen cars go very fast at some of the circuits so far this year, we haven't seen anywhere that puts the cars through corners at this kind of speed as often round the lap. And that's why the drivers love this place. It's up there with Suzuka in Japan, Spa-Francorchamps in Belgium. Those are the tracks that really get the drivers going, because they just love that feeling as they're going through a corner, pulling up to five times the force of gravity, 5G, as they go through the corner at, you know, 180 miles per hour plus. They love that, and kind of understandably, you know, they're all adrenaline junkies. So it's a high-speed track, but that also means that, you know, sometimes it can suit some cars over others. Some cars work better in high-speed corners than others. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top here.
And the last thing I almost forgot, Lawrence, you had a piece about something called a Red Bull hypercar. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, like, Red Bull's got a car that's going to go like 300 miles an hour. That's probably not it. But what is the hypercar?
Well, it's an interesting little project. So there's a guy called Adrian Newey, and he's a bit of a legend in Formula 1 because he's designed a lot of the cars that have won championships since the 1990s. And he's at Red Bull at the moment, so he's got a big part in designing their Formula 1 car. But he likes to get involved in other projects too. And one of those other projects is building essentially the ultimate two-seater car. So as you probably know, Formula 1 cars, you can only fit one person in it. Mm-hmm. What he wants to do is get two people in the car and make it go as fast as the Formula 1 car. So they built this thing. It's going to cost $5 million plus tax to buy. So we're talking about a very limited amount of people who can afford this.
Yeah.
They're only producing 50 of them anyway. And, but what Red Bull are promising is that if you buy one of these and you're a talented enough driver, you will be able to go around the circuit as fast as a Formula One driver, which is quite an accomplishment with a two-seater car. But it's a special little project. And, yeah, Red Bull gave us the first glimpse of it earlier this week.
A little out of my price range. So you, if they give you like a free ride as a media member, you let us know how it was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I have to do to get one of those, but I think even that is unlikely. I might get a glimpse of it at a racetrack at some point, and I think that'll be as close as I get. But that'll be pretty special too.
Enjoy the race this weekend, Lawrence. And again, thank you for coming on with us and giving us some time.
Yeah, enjoy it too, guys. Thank you very much.
You bet. Lawrence Edmondson, ESPN.com. He and Nate Saunders do a very good job covering F1 at the ESPN website. Sunday morning, 9:55.
You know, hold on, let me do math here. Yeah. The 18-year anniversary is hypercar, if you want to get me one in November.
Is that right? I didn't.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It says hypercar.
No, okay, it's not wood or sculpture or orchids.
Nope.
Hypercar.
So, I'll take one.
All right. Zach, could you chip in a little bit for $5 million? I don't know, you know, if you got a little spare change.
Well, yeah, I'll check my bank account. We'll see.
GoFundMe.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll discuss.
This for next year's birthday, or you know, okay? You want
not
me
birthday,
to...
our anniversary.
Oh, November. Oh, for November.
Yeah, 18 is hypercar.
That's a lot, don't you think? That's a big.
I mean, I'll take people for rides. Think of the investment you'll be making. I'll charge people for rides, and I'll keep all the money.
Wait, whoa.
You've made an investment.
Yeah.
All right, so Silverstone.
$5 million hypercar.
There may be protests at Silverstone. Have you seen the story about this?
No.
There have been threats of like environmental protests at Silverstone and even people trying to get on the track. So there could be disruptions at Silverstone this week.
Environmental protests?
Well,
because of the track or the race or cars and gas and
you know,
usual...
The world.
Stuff?
The
okay,
world,
I wasn't sure. All right. The world is reacting. Hey, you got Wimbledon and the British Grand Prix going on over there this weekend. That's a busy sports weekend for them. Extendo Sports coming up in a moment. And Extra Point Show, are we back with Joe today, or what's the deal? Yep, okay. Joe's got the Extra Point Show coming up at 10 on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
4th of July on the way. We'll be back on Tuesday. Not in on the 4th.
As far as we know.
Couple things. One, be safe. Be responsible.
Be dubs.
Be cognizant of dogs.
Oh, fireworks. Yikes.
Make sure you're, you got a plan for your dog to not run away.
I haven't heard any fireworks in our neighborhood this week at all.
Oh, well,
usually somebody gets going early.
I would imagine tonight's your night.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Weather's good. Holiday weekend weather looks really good. Mid-80s today, 78 tomorrow, 80 Sunday, 82 Monday. Minimal, like 20% chance of rain. So I think we're good the next few days.
Are you you excited for the big match tomorrow? Big, huge match. Big golf match.
Big match tomorrow. Who are you going up against?
Me and Sneaky Joe against Nate and Bulldog.
Ooh. Okay, I know Nate's good. I don't know if Bulldog's a good golfer.
Bulldog's getting back in the game.
He's getting back into it.
He's back in the game.
Was he golfing with Dunleavy yesterday?
He golfs more than me now.
Very much in practice. He's in form right now.
Ooh, who would I put? There's a little bit of a side wager going on with you boys. Who do we think? Zach, I'm going to go with whoever. No, you're not as good as Nate. So.
Ha! Excuse me.
I didn't say you're not as best dressed, as good a dresser as Nate.
Well, that's not the competition. I may not be as good as Nate, but I'm trying to think of a good sports analogy here. But I tend to beat him.
You're in his head a little bit?
It's possible. It's possible.
Big-time player stuff on big-time games.
Up-and-down guy, and you're more consistent?
No. We haven't played that many times, but whenever we're together,
you beat him.
I tend to beat him. Unless,
is he
of course,
bringing the trophy this
unless,
week
of course, this. We're playing with scramble partners and his partners are, like amazing and carry him to victory.
He's bringing the trophy, isn't he?
If he brings that trophy.
I feel like he's sleeping with that thing. I don't know for sure.
The Bills Media Golf Tournament trophy?
I just see him. It's in the pictures he tweets out all the time. I feel like. So, how's Joe?
Pretty good. Joe's about as good as me. From what I.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's you and Joe versus Bulldog Nate?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my money's on you guys.
I think the idea is Nate might be a little better than me and Joe, and Bulldog might be a little bit behind him. We've got to figure out a format.
So it's a good balance.
Yeah.
Who's the best trash talker?
That's a good question.
Nate's got a lot of pitchers, got a lot of confidence coming into this.
I feel like Joe is could be...
Joe's like the quiet trash talker.
Right, based on some of his tweets, that's why he's Sneaky Joe. Based on his tweets, I think he is an underrated, probably doesn't
he'll whisper
get
something behind you
as a trash talker.
Yeah, you wouldn't have heard him for like two holes. He whispers something behind you and it's in your head now.
He's not over the top trash talker, but I think he's got some game when it comes to trash talking. Are you a big trash talker? You're quiet. You're not a trash talker.
No, not on the golf course, no.
Yeah.
Let my game do the talking there, hoes. Let my game do
Who will
the talking.
Be the best dressed golfer of the four?
Well, I mean, Nate has to learn how to match his hat to his outfit.
It's not even close.
ESPN.com, by the way, just a real quick thing that just came in moments ago. Football Outsiders wrote a piece for ESPN.com. Most underrated player on every team. This will be fun. Ready? Who's the Bills' most underrated player, according to Football Outsiders?
It's going to be one of the safeties, I assume, right? Jordan Poyer?
Nope.
Is it still Matt Milano?
Nope.
Okay, who else would be underrated? Dawson Knox?
Nope.
Mitch Morris?
Keep going. This is how underrated this guy is.
Taron Johnson?
Nope.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Ed Oliver?
Nope.
Isaiah McKenzie?
Keep going.
Offense or defense?
We're running out of time.
The kicker!
Offense.
Zach Moss.
Can't be Gabriel Davis yet.
Neither of them.
Singletary?
Yep.
Really?
Football Outsiders says he's the most underrated Bill. Leads running backs with 200 more touches with a 23.5% broken tackle rate.
Huh.
Modest producer in typical fantasy formats.
Never would have guessed him.
But he deserves extra credit behind a bottom 10 run-blocking line. Who's the Dolphins' most underrated player?
Clearly Tua.
Correct.
No, come on!
That's what Football Outsiders
says. I was just screwing around.
It's Tua. Here are a couple more noteworthy
ones. You got New England there?
I do. Kendrick Bourne. Football Outsiders like says the Steelers' most underrated player is Levi Wallace.
All right. I like Levi. I think he's fine. He'll do a good job.
They say the most underrated Jacksonville player, Christian Kirk. That big money contract, actually, he's all right. Arizona, yeah. Anybody else worth mentioning here as Kendrick I scroll Moore. Through?
Huh. Jets?
Jets was Carl Lawson. He missed all last season.
Right. So he never played a snap in the regular season. All right.
Devin Singletary. Yep.
I'm a little surprised by that.
Anybody else jump out here? No. I mean, no.
We've been giving away Devin Singletary's job for a couple years. Like, hey, maybe Zach Moss can take over.
Yep.
Hey, give Breida some touches. Hey, James Cook. Like, Singletary? All right. If they say so, I would beg to differ. All right, you got last word? Anything you want to get in? We're done?
No, enjoy the weekend.
All right.
Be good, be safe. Happy July. Happy birthday, Bulldog. Happy 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Happy, when does NHL free agency actually start?
13th, I think. 13th, yeah. We're still a little ways away.
And just to be clear, you're going on vacation starting the 12th?
Yeah.
I mean, how does he do it?
He loves working with me. It's the greatest thing that's happened to me.
Hey, at least I'll have something to talk about. But, you know, when the Sabres sign Malkin and Letang, you won't be here.
Hey, I'm rigging the system.
Is there a negotiation? Is there a window of negotiation?
Do they have a tamper? NBA? I don't think there's a legal. Is there a legal tampering period in the NHL now? No, right? NFL, yes. NBA, yes.
I feel like every league has one, right?
Do they have a legal tampering period in the NHL?
They just may not call it that.
A formal contact period prior to signing. I don't know if they I'm sure he is efforting an answer here, by the way.
NHL teams can talk to free agents the day after the entry draft. They cannot say it used to be the day after the draft until July 1st. So this time it might be the same. Oh. The day after the draft until the 13th.
4, 5, 6 days. Okay. But they can negotiate an agreement with the agent. They just can't formally sign anything. Because you can negotiate the contract.
Yeah,
right,
I've got it here. I've got it here. Players can begin teams. Players that are UFAs can begin meeting and talking with teams on the day after the draft. So that's it.
All right, they
so
have the run period.
July 9th, they can talk, and the 13th, they can sign.
All right, everybody, enjoy your weekend. We're back Tuesday morning at 6. Don't forget to turn the AC down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.